All right, so you come out, goodbye week, good time to be away?
It was awesome. It was awesome. I actually took my wife up to the mountains and hung out for a few days, played a little bit of golf. She did the whole spa thing, and it was great. The weather was great, and it was just good to get away from football for a week. And, you know, I think we all understand we have 13 games to go, so it's going to be a rough ride here, and we're just excited to get started. And it's obviously a big test for us this Monday night.
Certainly didn't come back and ease into things today. What little we saw, you guys were out there having a ball.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. You know, anytime he gives us, you know, a fair amount of time off like that, we always have some conditioning stuff. So it wasn't easy, but, you know, it's definitely a good way to get back and kick off the rust and get back going. You know, we all understand this is going to be a great week for us, and we have to be ready to go. So just a good break, but we came back ready to work today, have a day off tomorrow, and, you know, come Wednesday we'll have the game plan stuff, and we'll all be fired up and ready to go.
So everybody always talks about going to a bye week with a win, but it was even better for the offense after some struggles and things like that. Now you got something to build on.
Yeah, you know, the first couple of weeks of the season definitely weren't us. I mean, offensively, we know that we have a lot of playmakers, and we were a much better football team than what we showed the first couple of weeks. So it was good for us to come back, played a great football team in New England, have a great defense, and we're able to move the ball, able to put some points on the board, and that's definitely who we are. So we just have to continue and build on that, and hopefully we can continue that this week. We're playing another great defense with Baltimore, and you know, hopefully we can keep it going, and I think this is going to be a great year for us.
Did you get a chance to watch that game, San Diego and Baltimore?
You know, I saw the first half, and then my wife and I left and drove back down the mountain, but great game, crazy game. Two great defensive football teams, you know, in San Diego and Baltimore. They have two extremely good defenses. So I think that we all know that our work is cut out for us this week. You know, with Baltimore's defense, they have a lot of guys that make a lot of plays, Ed Reed and Ray Lewis, and you could go on and on and on, you know, about the playmakers they have over there. They have a great defensive front. They get after people. So our work's definitely cut out for us, but I think each and every week is going to be tough for us. I think we're going to get everybody's best shot every game we play, so we're looking forward to it.
You got two guys very well, you know, coming in and playing now for those guys, Mike and Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor's a great player. I used to hate training camp, having to go up against him every day. Great player. So, you know, obviously we're going to get his best shot to show the Broncos that they made a mistake by letting him go, but that's the way this league is, man. You know, it's a business too, and they have factors they have to play into it. He has things that he has to consider. So hopefully there's no bad blood between he and the organization. But like I said, he's a great player, and we'll definitely have to strap it up on Monday.
It'll certainly add one more storyline to the game, won't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, for you guys, maybe. But for us, I mean, look, man, we prepare for whoever we're going to play. It's not going to change the way that we game plan or anything. They all have, you know, same jersey, same helmet as everybody else. So we just have to block whoever they bring and take care of whoever's on the field.
What kind of stuff can you take from last year's game against these guys? Or if they changed so much, they didn't have Reed, they didn't have Ray Lewis. They changed so much that there's almost not a lot you can use from that game?
Well, I mean, defensively, I think they're doing a lot of the same things they did last year. But I tell you, man, they get after people. I remember last year it was a hard-fought game. I don't remember what the score was, 12-10 maybe.
Yeah.
So it was a hard-fought game, and we definitely know that they're gonna bring it. I mean, they're riding high right now. They're off to an undefeated start at 4-0. But we're playing at home on Monday night, so hopefully, you know, we can get the crowd behind us. And, you know, if we do that, it's really tough for an opposing team. I know this place can get loud, get our fans behind us, and make it tough on them, and it's a definite advantage to playing at home.
All right, thanks, Lester.
Yeah, take care.